Listen to Alan for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch up. This is the part where I tell you what's going to be in the catch up. First off, had a great chat with Rick Brewster, Australian rock and roll legend of the Angels. Talked about a whole lot of different things, including them re-recording Face to Face. But I asked the origin of the song, "Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?" But more importantly, the origin of those alternative lyrics that go along with it. You know the ones. I'm going to put the chat in there with him all about that. Bailing up Medieval Carnival, we'll put that one in there as well. McGowan's announcement in regards to backflipping over the CRC funding. Mini collectibles from Coles are ruining my life. I'll put that in there as well. A bird, they're training birds over in France to collect rubbish. Put a little bit of that in there as well. Also had Felicity's son give us a little bit of a look into the stars, and Out of Bounds with Leachy. We'll throw that one in there as well. There might be a little bit of other things as well, but look out for that. Triple M, Alan for breakfast, right across the southwest. Very excited to be chatting to this man, Australian rock music legend from the Angels. I've got Rick Brewster on the line. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Alan.
Oh, hasn't it just been an absolute insane year for you guys with these celebrations? Face to face, 40 years on, you've been doing this tour. How's it all been going for you?
Exceptional. It's took us by surprise a bit. Most of the shows that we've just finished sold out the first leg of this tour.
Mm-hmm.
That combined with the fact that there were quite a few areas we didn't get to, we decided to do another leg.
Yeah, that's great.
Which, we start in October and run around the country again.
It's great to see that you're coming back over here in WA. We appreciate you coming back to Perth at Gosnells Hotel on the 12th of October. Now, you actually have re-recorded Face to Face, which is, you don't see too many bands do that too often. I'm curious, going into the re-recording phase, were there little bits from the original recording where you're like, I just kind of want to change this just a little bit after hearing it a million times, going, I just want to fix that up here. I want to change that there to stuff that we wouldn't even notice?
Not that so much. We're actually really happy with the original recording, always have been.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of things have happened over the years. One is that the lineup has gone through significant changes. Mm-hmm. We now only have myself and John, original members, and we've got Doug Gleason up front and mm-hmm. Sam Brewster on bass and Nick Norton on drums. It's a fabulous band. We love it. We've been playing with this lineup for 7.5 years now.
Yeah.
And doing most of those face-to-face songs. And when the idea came up to do something to celebrate 40 years from the recording of it, we thought it would be really good to record exactly the same album with this lineup.
I do enjoy the fact that you guys have taken, would take a long line, changed it up a little bit, made it extra long, because I feel like you guys would have been doing that live anyway. Most bands do mix up their big hit and make it a little bit longer and have a bit more fun with it. So it's good that we get to experience it on CD as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. And we do it live. And we that was the other thing that we talked about for years, that we really should record that album live. And this was a great opportunity to do it. And we've now got it as a double CD that you can get at the gigs.
Yeah, that's great. One song that I'm a big fan of, I think a lot of people are, "Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again?" Now, when you guys perform it, I notice, and I think everyone's aware, there's these unofficial lyrics that kind of coincide with it. I'm curious where the origin of that came from.
I was hoping you could tell me.
Do you not know? I wasn't curious if you guys had created it. I had no idea.
No, we didn't. We had absolutely nothing to do with that. And it's also got absolutely nothing to do with the lyric of the song.
No.
It sprung up somewhere, probably someone like you in a DJ, in a DJ role in a nightclub or something, I don't know. But we've been aware of it since 1983, and it's just spread like wildfire. It's interesting, though, because there were no mobile phones, there was no internet, and it spread around the country and eventually the world. We've played it now in America and Europe, and same thing everywhere.
Oh, really? And they all do it?
swearing will never die.
No, it appears not. No. What was your do you remember the first time you heard it and you kind of sit there playing going, did they say what I think they said? Where did that come from?
Yeah, it was a very strange, bizarre thing that happened. We played in Mount Isa in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
At the Civic Hall, I think it was. And we ran out of songs. We got called back for a third encore. We were scratching our heads because we hadn't played Am I Going to See Your Face Again for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, oh, maybe we've got to go back on. So maybe we'll do that song. And lo and behold, they screamed the response at us. We didn't know what was happening. We thought, oh, maybe they're serious. They want us to f*** off. So we played it again in Cairns the next night. Exactly the same thing. And it went from there. Now we'll be crucified if we don't play it.
Yeah, for sure. 100%, mate. Well, thank you so much for the chat today. Looking forward to seeing you when you hit up Perth Gosnells Hotel on the 12th of October. And, of course, face-to-face, 40 years on. Looking forward to picking that one up as well, mate. Thanks for the chat today.
Pleasure.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, Out of Bounds. Mr. Daniel Leach with me now. Hello.
Do you get the feeling Fleetwood Mac and the Doors were just talking to each other just then in that last 6 minutes?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I get that.
Say you love me. Hello, I love you.
It's a love theme here on the show today.
It's just
I'll tell you what, love the footy this weekend. last weekend, we didn't want to talk about it. This weekend.
No, last weekend we did want to talk about most of the footy.
Well, good call, good call.
The Friday and the Saturday was great. This weekend, happy to talk about the football.
Absolutely.
And we'll get to that in a moment.
Of course. But
let's start with local footy because there are some big movements on the weekend. For a moment there yesterday, Bunbury found themselves top of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But Donnybrook managed to fight back in their game against the Eton Boomers. They won by 2 points. Ugh. Eton Boomers put on, I think, a run of about 5 goals during the second and third quarters and looked like they were going to run away with the game. But Donnybrook fought back. They did exceptionally well to get the win there. That, if anything, gives them confidence leading into the finals. They haven't quite sewn up top spot yet, but they look pretty good with it. Bunbury, though, big win yesterday against South Bunbury. They won by 6 goals against South Bunbury. What it does do is that South Bunbury and Augusta Margaret River are now going to be battling for fourth spot, which is important because they will then, whoever finishes fourth, will host fifth in the elimination final in the first week of the final. So that is a huge next couple of weeks coming up. Big win for the Augusta Margaret River Hawks. They beat Busselton by 50 points. Collie Eagles, they got a win towards the end of the season against the Harvey Bulls. They won that by about 7 goals. And Carey Park, they sort of keep themselves in it by beating HBL. They're going to need a lot to go right. There's actually, I think, 3 teams at the moment that are on 7-9.
Yeah.
That if they win both their games, they could sneak into the finals, but that relies on Augusta Margaret River and South Bunbury to just completely fall over. Yeah. Lower Sowers Football League, the big game that everyone was looking forward to was Tigers versus Dean Mill, and it didn't disappoint. If Tigers kicked straight, they should have won that game, but they didn't. Tigers 8-17-65, Dean Mill 12-7-79. Dean Mill officially will run out the year as the minor premiers. In fact, all the positions pretty much locked in now. Dean Mill will finish first. Imperials will finish second with a much greater percentage over Tigers as well. Tigers third and Bridgetown fourth. So we know what the finals are going to be, but we still have to go through one more round there. Okay. Yesterday, great news if you're a Fremantle fan, getting a win. Looked a little dicey there at halftime.
Sure did.
Carlton put on a bit of a run.
Mm-hmm.
Fremantle did fight back. They got the win. Michael Walters, obviously the sad point. He's out for the rest of the year. Question marks surrounding whether Nat Fyfe will come back next week. I'm just wondering why you'd bring Nat Fyfe back with 2 rounds to go.
I wouldn't.
I don't understand why you would.
No.
Wouldn't you just keep him on ice, get him absolutely cherry ripe for 2019? Anyway.
And just write him off for the year, to be honest. But, yeah, whatever.
Well, there's that too.
Yep.
It was interesting listening to Triple M call yesterday. Question marks surrounding two other players, Harley Bennell, whether he's going to play again, for the club. And also Aaron Sandilands, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Andrew Embley seems to think that he's going to call it quits at the end of the season, and they're chasing after Scott Lysette from the West Coast Eagles.
Okay, interesting.
The other interesting thing from the weekend, oh my God, West Coast.
They did it again.
How did you do this? this?
Again.
Okay, so I'm sitting at home, and with about a minute 30 to go, they're down by 10 points, and I message my two mates, always go back and forth with them, and just went, nah, done for. And then they kick a goal, and I'm like, nah, they can't, surely. I mean, they've done it four times. They've beaten them by less than 10. They're not going to do it again this time. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Jeremy McGovern, after the siren, sort of a flower bag of a kick, but it still went through. And just, I don't know how they did that. I really don't. They did get lucky with Port Adelaide having three serious injuries throughout the match, especially late in the third quarter. That did swing it West Coast way. But Port Adelaide's defence did hold up pretty strong, but just couldn't get through in the end. But for the West Coast Eagles, they've just about sewn up second spot now.
Yep.
They win next week against Melbourne. It's done and dusted. They can rely on GWS getting a loss here or there, and they'll have to rely on Melbourne as well, but I don't want to lock it in just yet. Also should make mention the West Coast Fever. Congrats to them. They're into their very first grand final of the Super Netball competition, and they will host it on the 26th of August, which is a Sunday.
Yep.
It is going to be 14,000 at Perth Arena, and it is going to be absolute bedlam. So well done to them after 20-odd years of a WA franchise just doing donuts in netball. Great to see a lot of success the last couple of years.
It's good to see because they've been dominant all year, and they deserve everything they get, and hopefully we can get the big win. And more importantly, hopefully we can get 14,000 people to Perth Arena support the team.
I know, exactly right. I'm looking for my ticket already.
This is very interesting. Cadbury Dairy Milk last week has released a brand new flavour. They had a lot of luck with the last few that they've done. They had the s'mores one that was very popular. They had the caramel milk that went absolutely insane. But this one, I don't know if it's going to be as popular. Very, very interesting. If you like a combination of salty and sweet, this one might be for you, as Cadbury Dairy Milk has teamed up with Kettle. You know, like the potato chips? They've teamed up with Kettle potato chips to create Kettle Sea Salt Dairy Milk Chocolate. That one's okay. I think that one might even sell. I don't know. But they've also happened to team up with another chip brand as well. CC's Original Corn Chips and Chocolate Together at Last. Mmm. Who wants that? I don't... Was there a demand? Who's been writing letters for that? It's like they got a drunk child in charge of Cadbury Milk at the moment. I don't know. I know Cliff Reed put a picture of it up on our Facebook page, Triple M Southwest. So obviously he's very keen to give it a go. And by that I mean he probably is not. But I'm going to try and find some and make him eat it on his show this afternoon if I can get it. It's Dairy Milk and CC's. No, I don't think so. Just under 2 weeks away, the Bailing Up Medieval Carnival is coming up on the 25th and 26th of August. This is going to be huge. 100 stalls, food, handcrafted goods. I was having a chat with a few people involved just last week, figuring it all out. And one thing that got me pretty excited is they have a few little competitions on the day, including a little bit of sword fighting. They go full out. They fully go into the costumes. They're committed, and I love it. And I was thinking I might jump on board with the whole sword fighting competition. Now, I'm not going to do it. There's no way that I would even stand a chance. I'm nowhere near agile enough. So I'm going to try and find someone around the station to just kind of maybe, I don't know, make them like my squire or something. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be there, and you have the chance to get there as well next week. We'll be giving away double passes for it. But yeah, I'm going to begin the hunt to try and find someone that can be my squire. I can train them, and well, maybe not me train them. Maybe someone good can train them. But yeah, I'm liking the idea of it. I might have to hit up Cliff Reeves, Suze, Dan, I don't know, anyone else that's kind of floating around and try and figure out which one of them are free to do it. But I'm very excited about it. Looking forward to it. The Bailing Up Medieval Carnival, food, fun, and fire, happening August 25th and 26th. This is going to be a whole lot of fun. And hopefully I can have someone there participating in the sword fighting part. I'm just going to find someone that's keen, and someone that's probably not listening right now because they'll be ready for it, trying to avoid me like the plague. Bruno, before I let you go, I was just talking about the Bailing Up Medieval Carnival.
Yeah?
Any chance you want to be my squire by any chance?
Oh, no.
All right.
I would look good in a tunic.
You don't have to wear a tunic. Well, you know you do. All right. All right. Well, I tried. All right. Well, that's one down. I'll ask a few other people. Any chance you are doing anything for the Bailing Up Medieval Carnival? You want to maybe be my squire, mate?
I think I'd drop your sword.
All right, fair enough. All right, well, look, we all know rubbish is a big problem. I remember when we were walking the Bunbury to Busselton wheelie bin walk that we did for Gimme Five for Kids, we noticed so much rubbish on the side of the road. And it's not a problem that's just here in this country. France deals with it as well, and they're dealing with it in a bit of a different way for their theme parks. They've trained 6 birds to go out there and collect the rubbish in exchange for treats. A bird very similar to what would be a crow, a rook over there. They've trained them pretty well. They've been going around collecting all the rubbish in exchange. Every time they put a bit of rubbish in the drawer, they get a little treat from the other drawer, which is pretty cool. However, these birds, not too dumb. They've actually tried to dupe the trainer a couple of times by giving wood chippings as opposed to the actual rubbish. But how cool is that? Isn't that a cool idea? Just going around getting them to pick up bits of gum and cigarette butts and stuff like that, and they get food. I thought birds were meant to be dumb. These ones seem pretty smart. So kudos to them. Maybe we can get some magpies or kookaburras on the job. That seems like the next sensible option for me. I will not be training the bird because I have a bit of a weird thing about birds, just quietly. About Coles mini collectibles. They've taken the country by storm. I don't know if you've seen anything online about it. If you collect them, you'd understand. If you don't, let me inform you on just how crazy it truly is. Now, every time you go to Coles, you spend $30. You get given a Coles collectible mini if you ask for it or you say, yeah, I'll collect him, whatever. I went there the other day, and I normally shop at Coles anyway. I didn't go out of my way to shop at Coles particularly for the mini collectibles. I spent every $30 you spend, so I spent $89.96, which qualifies me for 2, not 3. Don't round it up. I get 2, and to be honest, I didn't really care. I'm like, yeah, I'll take them. Like, you know, why not? Free stuff. Not going to say no to free stuff. I took a photo of them, sent them to a couple of mates, going, oh, look how adorable this is. It was a oat milk, like a little chalk milk, and the finished dishwashing tablets. Now, what I didn't understand at the time is that some of these are rare. Like, there's actually, like, an abundance of some certain items, like dog food or something, and then there's, like, some of the rare ones that people are really trying to get a hold of. Turns out that the couple that I had were some of the rarer ones that people haven't got. So I had, like, my mates almost, like, demanding that I hand them over because I didn't care about them. To the point where, like, it started getting hit up. Even my wife was, like, wanting them so she can give them to her friends. I can't understand why this has taken off as crazy as it has. I thought these were for kids, but it seems like it's the mums that are the most excited about these things. It's ridiculous. I thought that after plastic was kind of banned in like all the supermarkets that these things could be kind of laughed at. But no, they're bigger than ever. And just look out. If you happen to get some just because you can, don't post it on Facebook. People will go nuts and demand them from you. Don't do it. Just avoid it like the plague. That's what I'm doing.